Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. Had an interesting past couple days on the podcast when we were talking about my conversation with Mr. Gary Keller. I received a lot of interesting emails, a lot of folks that were wanting to maybe correct me or have me clarify different perspectives that I had, and I might do that on a future podcast. But I really do appreciate all the emails that you guys sent and all the contributions that you are attempting to make to make me smarter. I do appreciate it. And, so that was a great couple podcasts. We're going to be doing similar podcasts like that in the future. We are a little bit ahead of our skis on that one, or maybe I was, because it's not in our normal wrap. But, yeah, you guys liked it, so I appreciate that. So we're going to do more of it. Julie, welcome to today's podcast.
The tongue twister. Thank you. Yes, it has been an interesting couple of back and forth emails and different things going on. So it's all good. And lots of things going on out there in the market. One of the things that I'm hearing is, and we're going to talk about it on the Premier Coaching Call today, something we don't do a lot on the podcast, so it's more of a coaching item, but inspections going sideways, buyers getting skittish, backing out over silly things, and the necessity for agents to get their skill level on with regards to negotiating and keeping deals together. So that's something I'm working on the coaching end of things. And I always say, when the buyer's in contract and they want the house and the seller is motivated and has to sell, you just have to find a solution to keep that thing together. So it's normal, and especially in a changing market, to have to work a little bit harder on your deals. And that also means you've got to know your magic number, maintain that number of listings, and you probably need more than you think because people do get nervous more in a changing market. So that's what I'm dealing with on the coaching end.
Well, so as far as all this goes, if you're just coming back into the market and you haven't really been active in the real estate market since last year, you need to listen to what Julie's saying and understand that the market's changed. It's changed really quick. As we've been warning you, hopefully, I don't like the word warning necessarily, how about preparing you for the past 24 months in preparation for this changing market? And a lot of you are experiencing it for the first time. And so sometimes Julie and I are a little bit maybe, well, me, not necessarily Julie, we're a little bit overly dramatic to make a point because we know that many of you won't listen. We know that many of you will not hear what we're saying any other place other than us because this industry loves to just to, you know, have a bunch of fluff training, fluff coaching calls, fluff coaches, you know, feel-good motivational stuff. And unfortunately, the feel-good motivational stuff doesn't really help you make money. It doesn't really help you for more than maybe 10 or 15 minutes after the feel-good motivational stuff. Everybody likes it. I like it. And a lot of you accuse us of being motivational, though that's not really our intent. Our intent is to educate you. Our intent is to get you into action. And when you see yourself getting into action, being of service to other people, when it inevitably happens, it's then you're motivated. And what everyone tries to do and sell, everyone tries to sell you into believing that you have to know your big why. Oh, my God, I heard somebody say that yesterday. The day before yesterday, I was listening to a podcast. And these people wandered on this topic of your big why, and they talked about it. I don't even know how long. It's probably like 30 seconds, but it felt like 30 years to me. They just did not stop talking about the big why. That big why conversation, a lot of these other conversations, they're just a big waste of time. Because let's just put a period at the end of the sentence of the big why. Your big why changes sometimes many times in the day. Your big why is not something that needs to be a static thing. And by the way, when everyone is talking about what their big why is, they always say the same thing anyway. You know, when you hear people talking about it, and they're always trying to play top Trump and try to make them, you know, one person seem more profound than the other. Look, guys, a big why can be you want to get a new car. A big why can be that you just want to basically take your first listing. Your big why can be you want to just figure out that, hey, guess what? You do have the courage to pick up the phone and do a direct proactive prospecting call. Stop thinking that life in general has to be, you know, you have to be some sort of deity, that you have to be some sort of, you know, big profound motivator. That's just goofiness. At the end of the day, what makes you happy? At the end of the day, what makes you feel personally profound? It's basically being of service to others, taking care of the people you love, and having enough money left over to have a really extraordinary life. And remember, guys, we've done our best to make essentially demystify, which is what, again, I hear all the time out there. Everyone wants to, make it a success. And all this seems like some sort of mystical thing, like somehow you have to go to some ashram in the middle of wherever the hell you go to see ashrams, India, I don't know. So, and then somehow you have to sit around in some uncomfortable seating position and shave your head and wear a robe and hope somehow you're going to get enlightenment, and that's going to be where you're going to discover the meaning of life and blah, 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 blah. You know, guys, here's the bottom line. I'm going to demystify a couple points, and Julie's got some. We have got a great topic for all of you today. This is a summary of some of the emails I've been getting. So I'm sort of brain dumping on all of you because I've been dealing with a lot of different, happily dealing with a lot of different issues with a lot of different people because they all think they need motivation. Your motivation ultimately is going to come when you know you're being of service to other people. The only way you're going to be of service to other people is if people choose you to be of service to them. In other words, you have to earn their business. The only way you're going to be able to earn their business is if you have a skill set to solve their problem. Are you paying attention? And when you help enough people solve their problems at a high enough level, in other words, you have to have lots of customers, and when you're able to do that and you're able to make enough people happy, you're going to be rich. And the definition of rich is where your money works for you and you no longer have to work for your money. That's how mystical and complicated success is. That's it. So stop thinking that you need to, overly complicate it, overly analyze, and let your ego think that the reason you're not more successful is because you haven't discovered your big why. Please don't believe any of that crap. It's just temporary. It's like a little caffeine hit of motivation. That's all that stuff is. It's just feel-good, rah-rah stuff. So don't be seduced by it. Know that the ultimate way that you're going to experience ever-increasing long-term levels of success is from doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do at the highest level. And oftentimes that means the very things that will be of the most value to the people you're trying to help are the things that you're trying to avoid. And let me demystify or break down what I just said. If you did not yesterday or today put yourself in a position to actually hear no at least 5 times, you did not do your job. If you did not put yourself in a position to hear the word no from specifically sellers, you did not do your job. That means, will you sign the contract? That means, will you lower your price if you have a listing? In other words, it means you have to be able to have the skill set to know how to be the best version of you as a salesperson. And when you can do all those things, guys, you will never have financial problems. You won't, because you'll always be able to create opportunities for yourself. It's the people that buy leads, and this is a lot of what goes back to the whole, the emails and whatnot that I've been wading through the past couple of days as a result of this, the Gary Keller podcast we did. That really goes back to the essence of what kind of agent and business owner are you going to be? Where are you going to actually focus your energies? Are you going to focus your energies on becoming a really good problem solver of other people? Are you going to focus your energies on learning how to be a really good proactive prospector? Are you going to focus your energies on virtually everything else and anything else that is passive? And that's the direct mail. That's the branding. That's the, SMSing. That's this is becoming trending. Watch out for that one. It's the Facebook ads. It's the LinkedIn. It's the other things. All the times that you guys are fooling yourselves into thinking that you're working, just because you're busy doing something, does not qualify as work. You're not working. You're not doing your job. You're not actually in action, putting yourself in a position to help people, unless you're putting yourself in a position to hear the word no at least 5 times a day. All these other things reinforce the proactive. So all the passive things, the things that 99% of you do because it's easy and you never face rejection, those things are fine in support of the proactive activities of actually picking up the phone and having direct conversations. If you're not willing to pick up the phone, or if you're not willing to have direct conversations in person, you will never be successful at this or anything else. Full stop. Now, what's your definition of successful? Well, we can play that little game. We can move that around on the plate a little while. And, okay, let's do it just for a second, right? Some of you don't know what's successful. You don't have a clear definition of it. Other people have decided for you what successful is. And by that, I mean successful is when you have a team. Successful is when this is what some of you believe. Successful is when you're famous. Successful is when you're a brand. Successful is when you're – they never talk about money. They never talk about the fact that the ultimate litmus test of how successful you truly are as a business person is the amount of profit that you have. And as Julie and I always say, the product that you produce in any business, let alone this business, the real product is profit. It's not happy customers. It's not your team, you know, your team spirit. It's not your logo. It's not all that other Mickey Mouse. It's the profit. And if you're not producing at least 50 to 75% profit margins in your real estate practice, you're running a crappy business. You've basically allowed somebody else to co-op your financial security, let alone financial future. You probably haven't been in the business long enough to know what I'm telling you is true. But as the market starts to slow down more significantly and you start to pile on debt, as your key people start leaving because they think they're going to get better opportunities other places, all these things, all the things that we've been warning you about for the past forever are going to prove themselves out, and you're going to realize that, frankly, you should have been following the business model that we have created for you all along. Because, guys, don't allow anyone to steal your potentiality. Don't believe that everything that you're looking for is on the side of just doing more transactions. It's not. It isn't. More transactions, generally speaking, won't solve your problem. More profit will. More profit that comes from knowing how to actually proactively lead generate and how to be the best version of yourself as a salesperson. Hopefully this all makes sense. I know it doesn't to all of you, but I know it does to some of you. And the some of you that it does make sense, I ask you to take this very seriously because from what we're hearing from all of the coaching clients around the country, of course we have thousands that are having their best years ever. I mean, this is the number one listened to daily podcast in the nation. Who knows, but we're probably the top coaching company for real estate agents in the nation. The reality of it is that we're in contact with thousands of you on a regular basis, and we're hearing essentially a massive bifurcation that's starting to take place. Agents that get it are having their best years ever. Agents who don't or who have been reluctant to are starting to fail. That's the two things. There's not a lot in the middle. If you're in the middle, somewhere in the middle where you're trying to decide what direction you're going to go, I promise you what you're looking for is not on the other side of another Facebook ad or an Instagram video. What you're looking for is on the other side of what you're trying to avoid doing. So make a list of the things you're trying to avoid doing. Probably a fairly long list, and it's going to involve anything that would result in you hearing the word no, and no, as in K-N-O-W, that those are the things that you must be focusing your best energies on, because what you're avoiding is where your energies need to go. What you're avoiding is the real work in this business. Julie, does that make sense?
Yeah, it's absolutely true, and one of the places that I see it manifesting is the agents who were really happy with the speed in the hot seller's market where, you know, people would convert quickly, it would sell quickly, you'd be done with the transaction practically before it began. When the market shifts even a little bit and they have to do a little more follow-up to get the listing in the first place because the seller's really thinking about if this is the right time for them, if this is the right price for them, those are the agents that are in the middle, right, that are on their way to having a pretty rough year as things turn a little bit less hot. So you've got to become more okay with more leads, more follow-up, more listings, because even if they take 30 days instead of 3 to sell, you're going to need more of them. You're going to have to triage your buyers a little bit more. You're going to have to know more of how to save home inspection things. What I see is some ego flaring here and there, is that, you know, I've got to be right, and gosh, you know, I'm going to walk away from that deal because they're just not happening fast enough, or it's not my way, or they're fighting me a little bit. You can't really cop an attitude in a changing market. You've got to be really flexible and really be of service and get that straight in your head, because you will be the one who loses if you don't. That's what I'm seeing, not with everybody, but, you know, sometimes it's with our best clients that have their heads screwed on straight and they're having to deal with another agent that doesn't. That's pretty stressful for the ones that do, and we get that, and we're here for you through the thick and the thin of it. But, yeah, it's a skills-based thing that you've got to watch and not be complacent about, because it doesn't take long for that to bite you. So just saying. That's my perspective, coaching-wise.
Right. Yeah. So what we're going to talk about today, and probably actually tomorrow's interview. Ooh, a cool interview tomorrow, by the way, guys. But what we're going to talk about today is what Julie – so we get asked occasionally, if we were to get back in the real estate business – Julie has an active license. I do not. But if we were to get back in the real estate business, what would we do? And it's kind of funny because they think that we'd do something different than what we tell all of you guys to do as far as our coaching program, which in itself is always funny when we get that question. By the way, guys, before I forget, text the word Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, to 31996. Text the word Harris to 31996. We're going to give you six of our books. The two that I want you to download right away, these are digital books, is Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate and the Real Estate Treasure Map. And remember, when you do, you're also entitled to a free coaching call with one of our new member coaches. And you're going to learn more about our coaching program, but you're also going to learn about how to create your 12-month lead generation wheel. If none of that makes any sense to you, that means you definitely need a free coaching call with one of our new member coaches. Mm-hmm. So text the word Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, to 31996. So we get the question, what would we do if we get back in the real estate business? And I think what they're asking is what little software hackish stuff would we employ? And the answer is always none. You know, people ask us what CRM we'd align ourselves with, and the answer is always whichever free one I could get, really, because the CRMs at the end of the day are all pretty much the same. I have a little inside information for all of you. The CRMs, a lot of these companies that are selling to you, they're based on the same exact software. In other words, you can, if you're wanting to make your own CRM, you can essentially get some off-the-shelf software that's a basic CRM, and then you just customize it ever so slightly and give it a different look and feel, and then boom, you've got your own CRM. So a lot of the CRMs out there are overly complicated. And the things I dislike tremendously about, you know, software in general that a lot of agents are told that they need to buy is that they never end up using it. And they don't end up using it because they never needed it in the first place. But that's not how agents think. Agents think, well, there must be something defective about me that I haven't learned how to use whatever software it is. So a basic CRM is what we'd employ. We would definitely have some kind of transaction coordinator for sure, probably use a virtual one. We would have some kind of person to do a lot of running around, that type of thing. But the one thing we absolutely would have, without a doubt, is we'd use 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. And you guys need to write that down. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to tell you how we used to use an IVR service like 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. We're going to tell you exactly how we used to use it, but we're going to tell you how not only can you use this as an absolute killer listing tool, but also how you can use this as an absolute amazing way to generate free buyer leads. So your homework from today's podcast, and we still have time left for you today, is go to 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. It's a flat fee. I think, Julie, it's $35 a month. There's no Mickey Mouse startup charges. There's no cancel fee. There's no contracts. It's $35 a month. So just keep that in mind. So Julie, proceed.
Yes. Okay. So we, you know, with the time that we have to present this, since this is kind of a standalone show, I wanted to start with what is 800 Home Hotline type of technology? This is different than some of you guys are saying, well, my office has an 800 number. This is different. This is lead capture. So we wanted to kind of go into that a little bit. What is it? Why do you want it? Again, different than just your generic 800 number. This is called IVR, Interactive Voice Response. This is so that you can capture phone numbers. Imagine this on your sign. The sign is the most obvious place to have an 800 number with an extension. You've seen this in your market, probably. And it'll say, for free 24-hour recorded info, call 1-800-555-1212, extension 510, for example, or 501. So the extension goes with the property. Let's just say, because I'm trying to give them some scenarios to help them understand quickly here. Let's just say I'm a relocating executive. I have to buy in the next couple of weeks. I've already sold my house back in wherever I'm coming from. In other words, I'm a pretty good lead, right? And I know that I've got to get my kids into this school district in this zip code. So I'm here just for this weekend. I'm driving around. I'm going to call on the signs I see in the neighborhood that I like. So I call 1-800-555-1212, and I hit extension 501. Then, so I'll give it to you, Tim. What happens from there?
Well, so Julie's scenario is a great one, but I'm going to give you another one, too, and these work the same way. You're thinking about, remember, you don't have a real estate license in our scenarios. You are interested in selling your house. You drive out of your garage in the morning, and you see two doors down, the neighbor just put their house for sale. You're not quite ready to talk with a real estate agent, but you're interested to know what they listed the price at. You see at the top of the sign, it says, for free 24-hour recorded info on this house, call at 1-800- you know, 555-1212, and everyone's got their own unique 800 number, and every listing's going to have its own unique extension, and you're calling just to hear the current price on the house. So in Julie's scenario, it's a very motivated buyer, and as we all know from every research study that's ever been done, the best buyers are the ones driving the neighborhoods. The worst buyers are the ones that are on the internet. You guys should know that by now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it again. Internet leads, generally speaking, the worst, least motivated people, the people driving the neighborhoods on the weekends, most motivated people. That's the reason doing open houses in certain weekends is a gold, in certain neighborhoods is a gold mine. Remember, we told you that. We have a huge open house system that's part of Premier Coaching. To learn more about that, text the word Harris to 31996. So in both scenarios, you're the neighbor curious about price, you're the the reloading guy, and you're interested in, you know, buying right away. In both scenarios, you're going to call the 800 number. And what happens is you're going to call the 800 number, and technologically, this is what happens in the back end. Whenever you call, by the way, this also works with texting. So 800 home hotline, it works if you text or if you call, so you can do both. And you'll still get the same information because most people like just to text nowadays, and that's fine. So what happens is you're going to call, and you're going to hear a very brief audio description on the property. It's going to go something like this. Thank you for calling about 123 Elm Street. It's a great four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home located in the Elm Street subdivision. It's currently listed in the mid-500s, or you might want to give a little bit more of a description. You know, it's situated on a quarter of an acre. The bathrooms and kitchen have recently been remodeled. Nothing long and breathy, just you want something short and to the point. And then what you want to do is you want to, at the end, do not give the price, give the price range. So here's two reasons why you want to give the price range and not the price. Because if you give the price, you will then, if lowering the price, have to change the price on the audio, and that's extra work. So if you put the price up as the current list price, or the price is $499, and then a week later you lower it to $475, then you got to redo the whole audio again, which, you know, it's not a big deal, but it's something extra to do. So what we always suggest everyone does is instead of giving a price, give a price range. So, for example, if the house is priced from, say, for example, 600 to, you know, 630, you might want to call that the low 600. 630 to, say, 660, mid 600. 660 to 700, upper 600. That's the way you do it, so that if you adjust prices, you're not having then to do the audios again. But it also creates an opportunity for conversation when the next thing happens. So you've called. You're the prospective, you know, seller in the neighborhood, or the prospective relocating person who's looking to buy right away. You've heard that recording. I just gave you a brief outline of what you're supposed to say. And then, okay, you've got your information. Now, you could have also texted and gotten the same information, right? But it would have been a text back, and you would have had pictures texted back to you. Either way, what your objective is, you as the real estate salesperson, what your objective is to capture their phone number. Now, when anyone calls a toll-free number, 800, just there's billions of different 866, 877. There's so many iterations of toll-free numbers nowadays. Whenever anyone calls a toll-free number, the person paying for the call is the person that owns the phone number. That means that the person who owns the phone number is given a complete report of all the people who called the phone number. That's how they essentially establish billing. Understanding here, guys, giving you a little extra information. So results in is that you will get their phone number. So here's what happens on your end of it. That neighbor who is just price checking, who just called about that house, hangs up his phone. You then, the real estate agent, gets a text or an email, but you want a text, it's quicker. You're going to get a text. It's going to tell you, it's going to say, you just received a lead, the person's phone number is this, they called on this property at this particular time, okay? So you now know that this person with this phone number, sometimes it gives you their name too, but it's going to, you know, this person at this phone number called on this property. You understanding what I'm saying here, guys? And you will get that notification instantaneously as they've called. So literally, someone has just saw your sign, just called, asked for the information, listened to the audio recording, got the information that they're after. You then get notified that they just called, and then you call them right back and say this script. And this is a script Julie and I wrote forever ago, but it still works, so don't change it. Hi, this is Tim Harris with ABC Realty. As a courtesy, when people call our 800 number, we like to give them a quick call back to see which home, see if they had any additional questions about the home they called about. I almost went into a different script there. Hi, this is Tim Harris with ABC Realty. As a courtesy, when people call our 800 number, we like to give them a quick call back to see if they had any additional questions about the home they called about. understanding listeners. And so what's going to happen is they're all going to have additional questions because you gave them a price range. So they're going to say, what's the price on that property? Or,
well, let's rewind for a second. What's going to happen is they're going to say, what? Are you a recording?
Yeah.
Because they don't
expect
an agent to actually answer their phone. You know, I've had several calls just today where we're talking about new deals that came together that seemingly miraculously. And it's so funny because the coaching clients will say, you know, I learned a lesson from this. I just have to answer the phone. It's like this magical thing that happens that everybody forgets about. So don't be taken aback when you very often will get that. Are you a real person? Are you an agent? I mean, I've just called on three other signs and I just went to voicemail.
Well, and for those of you who are in your
impressive.
Heads right now, for those in your heads right now saying, oh, I don't want to call back and seem that pushy, we got nothing for you, okay? I'm just going to tell you that right now. If your brain is saying, this is too pushy, I wouldn't want to do that, we have nothing for you. Because you're not ready, okay? So I'm done fighting with people like you. I just am. Because here's the fact, is that the number one reason that someone chooses an agent is because they choose the agent who's the first agent they come in contact with. If you think calling somebody back who's expressed interest in something that you have for sale, and you think that's too pushy, you're not ready to be successful in this business or anything else that requires selling anything, including like gelato and tennis shoes. You're just not going to do it. So I just want to put that out there because every time we've talked about this before, I always, you know, hear people say, you know, oh, I can't be that aggressive. Okay, good. World does not need
for everybody else.
Have everyone be real. Yeah, that's right. But the world does not need everyone to be a salesperson, bottom line. But here's what happens. Julie just said it. People are blown away that you're calling back so quickly. People are blown away that you're that urgent. Now, I'm going to give you a slightly different scenario. That same seller was pulling out of his driveway, sees the house for sale two doors down. His house is also for sale. His house hasn't sold. His house is about to expire. He calls on your 800 home hotline number. You call him right back, and he immediately is impressed because he can't even get a call back from his agent the same day. You guys get the point here? You see how powerful this is? Tomorrow we're going to talk about how you can use this on a listing presentation. But just strictly for the sake of understanding how the technology works, strictly for the sake of understanding how this works to basically capture buyer leads, hopefully you guys can all get this. Some of you don't have listings. Go work with listing agents in your office, starting with them, and ask them if you can put an 800 home hotline rider on their signs. Why would they want to do that? Because it's an added service to their sellers that they're not providing now. Okay? You could just do a corrugated plastic sign. Some places it's legal, sometimes it's not, to accompany the existing for sale sign with the same, you know, for free 24-hour record information, call them this, you know, this number and this da-da-da-da. You guys can do that on the weekends. There's so many different ways you can use this. And you did hear me correctly. It's $35 a month for unlimited calls. It's $35 a month, no hidden fees. It's $35 a month, no contracts. It's $35 a month. And just from a strictly from a generating buyer's perspective, this is a killer tool. Now, you can put the 800 home hotline rider on your – I'm sorry, sign – there I go again, phone number on your brochures, on your ads, on anything that you're actually doing to generate business. Now, hopefully some of you were already in your brains thinking about how amazing of a listing tool this is, and it is. It's the best listing tool known to man because when you can demonstrate to your prospective sellers how you're proactive about going after the business opposed to passive, you're going to get the listings. This is the absolute killer 1-2 punch. This kicks the butt of any other little, you know, gimmick that you might decide. And gimmicks aren't necessarily bad, so don't think I was casting dispersions. I wasn't. The reality of it is showing sellers where you're advertising is a gimmick. Showing sellers how many different websites is a gimmick. Showing sellers how you're associated with this international Relo brand and all these other fancy things, those are all gimmicks. Those are all things that are just designed to seduce the seller. What 800 Home Hotline is something that actually shows the seller how you're going to be proactive going after the business. Because sellers, especially sellers, because that's our primary focus at our coaching company, sellers are always going to be having the perception that they hire a listing agent for the job of selling their home. What they don't realize is most listing agents never do jack to sell the home other than put it in the MLS, put a sign in the yard, you know, put it on Realtor Tour, put an ad in the paper, or put, you know, put it on the internet and pray it'll sell. That's in essence all most agents ever do. And you know it's true. And that's the reason in this marketplace right now there's such an enormous opportunity of hunting expired listings. We said it before. Please write that down. The single best opportunity for this year and probably next is going to be perfecting your skill at being a listing agent. So tomorrow we're going to pick up where we left off today. I have to get to another call. So if you guys want to receive information about our coaching programs, you want to receive those 6 free books, text the word Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, to 31996. In the meantime, if you need us for anything, it's Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julie at timandjulieharris.com. You guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.